You're listening to KNKX. As Thanksgiving approaches, our food commentator Nancy Leeson and KNKX's Dick Stein each champion their favorite gravy sponges. That's just the way they roll on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, Thanksgiving's just around the corner, and we are on a roll.
That's because we love making rolls.
And eating them.
That too.
Too many of them. You've got some dinner rolls that you brought in today that I sampled more than I should have, and they were just really terrific. This is an old recipe of yours. You've been making these in one form or another for quite a while.
That's right. I got this recipe when I was at Cafe Juanita about nearly 20 years ago. I loved the recipe so much for these rolls that were made with rosemary and olives that I asked for it, scribbled it down and took it home and started making it. I've been making it for years. But more recently, Max said, why do we need all that rosemary and olives? Forget all that. Let's make some plain rolls. So I did the exact recipe, very basic, all right in the bowl of a KitchenAid. Water, yeast, sugar, a little salt, and a little bit of olive oil, and then 5.5 cups-ish of bread flour. That's all. Less than 10 minutes, I can have a gorgeous bunch of roll dough ready to go. And what's nice about this is you can let it rise and punch it down several times and it still works. Or you can put it in the refrigerator and ferment the dough to make it taste even more sourdough-ish. So it's something you can do in advance of any kind of dinner, not just Thanksgiving.
But especially for Thanksgiving, the more stuff you can get going and out of the way before the big frantic day, the better. These were terrific rolls. Nice chew to them and that nice sourdough flavor.
And one more great thing about it is once you form them into balls and let them rise, it only takes about 15 minutes to bake them off.
That's perfect. So while the turkey is out of the oven and resting, you can bake off the rolls and bring them to the table nice and hot.
Exactly.
I've been making a roll recipe for the last couple of years that I got from Stella Parks, and it's actually using a Japanese technique for roll making, and I think it's pronounced yukone, Y-U-K-O-N-E.
Okay.
And here's the interesting thing about this. These rolls are made, it amounts to a roux. You make a flour and water roux. You stir flour and water together in a pot over heat till it gets thick like mashed potatoes. Let it cool off, and then you mix that with the rest of the dough. Let it rise, then shape it, and once again, overnight in the fridge. But here's the interesting part. You then boil them. Just like bagels.
So are they dense inside the way bagels
no,
are?
No, they have a real nice texture, much lighter than a bagel, just like a real nice kind of slightly chewy roll texture. But boiling, it does the same thing that it does for bagels. It gelatinizes the starches on the surface. So when you bake, you get this wonderful crust, just barely crispy kind of crust. They're big hits. Everybody loves them. And they're terrific for sopping up gravy.
Which is also the most important thing about rolls.
It's the number one job of any Thanksgiving roll. Come on.
I thought it was sopping up butter myself.
Oh, well, that too. I can feel my arteries thickening already.
Or as Max says, I can feel my arteries slamming shut.
And we'll have both of these recipes on the Food for Thought post and a picture of Nancy's gorgeous rolls.
And one of you, Stein, with one of my rolls stuffed in your pumpkin pie hole.
At knkx.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With KNKX food talker,
Nancy Leeson, he is Dick Stein.
And we're rolling.
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 Rolling for Thanksgiving.